This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Packaday Radio Show. A reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. My next guest, though, needs absolutely zero introduction, but I'm required to do it anyway. He is, of course, Aaron Nagler of Cheesehead TV. You can find him on social media at Aaron Nagler. Aaron, it is a pleasure to be chatting with you. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well, Andy, and I appreciate the NXS intro. Come on now, Suicide Bomb. That's some good stuff right there.
You know, I had a feeling you were going to like that one. Just a hunch on my part as we intro that. I had just a feeling you're dancing in your living room as that was playing as we get ready to talk some Packers.
On point correct, sir. Well done.
I know you well enough already. Obviously, Aaron, there is some angst and frustration already in Packers land of some inactivity at the wide receiver market. DK Metcalf, Devontae Adams officially off the board. Devontae is a Ram. DK is a Steeler. I will let you kick things off right there. How are you feeling with both of these fine wide receivers no longer on the market and not Green Bay Packers?
I mean, I'm not surprised. I understand that this is the time of year where especially the fandom gets, you know, wide eyes and expectations. And I do my best to be a wet blanket on all that, Andy, to try to spare them all this disappointment. But I say it feels like a runaway trade each and every offseason where the expectations get way out ahead of reality. And I understand, like, especially when it comes to DK Metcalf, the fit made a ton of sense, right? The possibility, you understood why people were excited at the prospect. But, man, there are 31 other teams. There are a bunch of GMs that are willing to probably, let's call it, an overpay, both in draft compensation and the contract you're handing over. And then, you know, it's a relationship business. The whole Devontae Adams thing always felt kind of like fan fiction more than a possibility. So it's not that, you know, that I don't understand why people or fans might be frustrated. I just think you're fans of the Green Bay Packers, you should know better by now.
Probably should. That, Aaron, the $150 million on a five-year deal plus a second-round pick for a wide receiver, never, ever could I have gotten myself in my wildest imaginations to get to the point where Goody, after we've seen him for how many seasons now and how they've basically treated wide receivers and how they've treated draft picks, that this would be the one, that DK Metcalf would be the one that they would say, you know what, rip up the playbook. We're going to go give 30 mil per year plus a second round pick to go get DK Metcalf. Listen, I get why people wanted it. I totally understand it. I just, after seeing Goody operate for as long as we've seen him operate now, after seeing the Packers operate for as long as we've seen them operate in free agency trades, etc., I just could not get myself to that level of thinking, yep, that's probably what they were going to do.
And there's two levels there too, right? Like the contract itself, as reported, is one thing, but who right. knows what sure. it actually ends up looking like, right? You know, like once the details come out, we'll see. Maybe it ends up being 3 years, 80-ish, you know, around that kind of ballpark, which is still, I would think, for the Packers, a bit rich, right?
Yep.
And that points to the other thing here. Like, if you are a Packers fan who are listening to radio shows like yours, Andy, you probably remember Brian Gutekunst at the end of the year talking about what he's looking for in free agency. It's not a player heading into the twilight years of his career, which DK, as talented as he is and as much football sense as it would make on the field, that's exactly what he's doing. So, again, if you're paying attention, you know there was probably very little opportunity or chance that this was going to happen. I mean, from the reporting that's out there now, the Packers didn't even call. I mean, John Schneider is one of Brian Gutekunst's oldest friend in the business, and he didn't even make a call to inquire about it. So I think Brian is sticking to his method and what he envisions as far as building his football team. And yes, I understand people are pointing to the urgency comment that he made at the end of the season, which I'm fascinated to see how that plays out in this offseason and next. But this never felt like a realistic proposition for the Packers.
You and me both are very interested to see how this plays out, especially after that urgency comment. Again, we're being joined by Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV. You can find him on social media at Aaron Nagler. Where do you come down on this line of like, all right, Green Bay clearly needs to do something. And is there a point where, you know what, sometimes even if the draft value is high or the contract is expensive, that's just sort of the cost of doing business in the NFL. And if that's the market, that's the market. And at some point in time, you know what, it might not look like the best deal on paper or whatever, but if you want to be the best team, sometimes you have to make a deal or two like that. Or is it just better to say, you know what, Green Bay way, and find the most efficient ways to upgrade your team, be smart about it, and don't enter into a contract that you could end up regretting later?
Well, I think clearly the Packers operate in the latter mode, and I understand the thinking in the former as far as, okay, we're ready to compete for championships, to use Brian's phrase. Well, I don't think that necessarily means you have to like be irresponsible with the salary cap. I think you can obviously make improvements. I do think that wide receiver is a position that the Packers don't view as a premium position, as opposed to offensive tackle, edge rusher, or cornerback. And look, we're about to hit the beginning. No, we have, the funniest part about this, Andy, is free agency hasn't even started yet.
I mean,
the start of, quote, legal tampering begins here in a couple hours, and we'll see who the Packers, you know, have on their radar, if there's anybody they're connected to, if they bring somebody in. I suspect there's a decent chance they're looking at some kind of help along the front of the defense to bolster their pass rush. But that makes sense in that those are premium positions. I don't think wide receiver in Green Bay is considered a premium position. So I don't think they're going to – I'm not surprised that they haven't torn up their approach to the salary cap for a position that they feel is not a premium.
I could not agree with you more. It's not super stunning, even if, again, maybe there is an inkling of disappointment with it. Again, we're being joined by Aaron Nagler. You can find him on social media at wet_blanket on Blue Sky. So as we continue with your being a wet blanket, Aaron, as we look forward to today's massive signings that are going to take place all throughout the NFL, what is your expectation for Brian Gutekunst today, and what should we expect from the Packers maybe over the next 48 to 72 hours?
I think they'll be involved in discussions early. I don't know if they necessarily pull a trigger today. It was funny, Andy, I was talking to some friends last week about that first day of free agency last year. When I got to the end of it, I felt like I'd been beaten up because of all the kind of comings and goings. You know, we got Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones was out the door and Xavier McKinney was in. It was so unlike anything we'd seen in Green Bay in a very long time. I don't expect that today. I do think there's a chance, again, if there's an edge rush that they're in on early, maybe that happens today. But for the most part, I suspect they're going to do what they've normally done traditionally, which is sit back, let the market settle, let other teams overpay, especially in this free agency class where there is not a ton of premium talent. They're going to let other folks kind of set the market, and then they'll probably sign, one, two, maybe three or four guys in the next week or two. But I think today is going to be, I would suspect, would be pretty slow. Now, the moment that's come out of my mouth, I have every confidence that they will sign three big names and everyone will be very excited.
I will see if that's the case as well. Now, you sometimes have the ability to jinx this stuff, so I'm a little bit hesitant to ask this next question. I know one of your main guys, Oso Odighizuwa, already off the market in Dallas. I know, I'm so sorry to bring that up.
Yeah.
Do you have now a go-to move for Green Bay, now that Osa's off the market, that you would like to see Green Bay attack, that maybe somebody you do think does make a ton of sense for the Packers?
I love Ojulari, the pass rusher from the Giants. Sure. He's a little undersized, which probably means he won't be a Packer, but I love his makeup. When he's on the field, now he's dealt with injury issues, which should make him a Packer, but when he's been on the field, he's been incredibly productive. That kid knows how to rush the passer. The Packers obviously need pass rush help, and he perfectly fits with the kind of signing that Brian Gutekunst has traditionally gone after, as far as he's coming off his rookie deal. He's still a player who is ascending in the league. you wrap him up, put him in your rotation, and let him get after the quarterback and add 8-9 sacks for your season. That's a guy I would love to see in green and gold. Again, I know that he's a little undersized, and Brian did talk about that at the combine, worrying about, okay, if you have injuries up front, can that guy hold up throughout a season? He's a guy who has dealt with injuries, so maybe that lessens his market a little bit. But that's the kind of guy that I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers, A, were in on, and B, if they aren't in on right away. You know, that's where I would, again, suspect they let the market settle a little bit and then pick over things.
You got to think one of the things that they'd really like about him, even if he is a little bit undersized, is the fact that he's, as of right now, still only 24 years old. He doesn't turn 25 until June. So, yeah, that second wave of free agents, you know, younger player, pass rusher, that would be one that potentially could make some sense for Green Bay. All right, Aaron. Again, we're being joined by Aaron Nagler, Chiefs TV. You can find him on social media at Aaron Nagler. As we sort of look at this free agency, you know, and what Green Bay could do, there's also this lingering Jaire Alexander situation in the background. This is a really interesting one to me because we see already like a lot of these teams that have put players up on the market. If they haven't found trades, they've already released them. There's no sort of deadline here for Jaire. They could really wait until whenever they want to. When do you think that this ultimately reaches a point where this gets done? Do they have any motivation to just be like, you know what, let's get this done before the start of free agency? Or will they try to wait as long as they can to get any value in return for Jaire?
My suspicion would be they get it done today, that they cut him at some point. You know, just because of the start of free agency, I would think they'd want to do him a solid. Now, who knows, man? It ain't show friends, it's show business. And to your point, there is no deadline. There is no bonus date. There's nothing that drives the necessity of releasing him. But I got to, you know, if they hold on to him, that doesn't send a great message, both to your locker room and the rest of the league, as far as we could let you out and, you know, let you explore free agency, but we're going to hold on to you just in case, I guess. Maybe a injury happens throughout the offseason at cornerback, and then, hey, guess what? You can trade for Jaire Alexander. Maybe that's the play, but I'd be surprised if they hold on to him for too much longer. Now, the one kind of big driving, you know, without the contract, set that aside, but the one kind of instance that could potentially draw a little interest and or a deadline would be the draft, right? Sure. I mean, maybe leading up to the draft, they flip him for a pick or something like that, and that would be the justification for holding on to him. But man, I find it real hard to believe that they're going to hold him kind of ransom, so to speak, for the next month and a half. Again, I expect that divorce happens sooner rather than later.
I think so too, and it's going to be interesting to see just how much they want to try to squeeze any value out of it, or if they're just like, you know what, we can't find anything, we're going to release them. But I think that's one of the other really big storylines that's kind of playing on in the background as we're looking at all these potential players they could acquire. Obviously, there's one potentially on the way out as well. I haven't had a chance to ask you. Last week, obviously, Goody got some work done re-signing Isaiah McDuffie and Brandon McManus. What was your thoughts on those two free agent or re-signings, I should say?
Well, the McDuffie thing makes all the sense in the world. I think the younger of the two inside backers who are set to become free agents, along with Wilson there on the inside, the world needs ditch diggers too. I do think he is the guy who provides great depth for you, knows all the positions. He's played all over the map for them at the linebacker spot, and he contributes on special teams. And of course, there's the, you know, fact that he knows Jeff Hafley from college and he knows the system really well. So that one I thought made tons of sense. And then as far as Brandon McManus goes, talk about a no-brainer. The guy came in and completely settled your kicking position, missed two kicks all year, hit every single extra point. And the deal, it's funny because, you know, people see headlines, and I'm sure you got in your Twitter as well, oh, that's a lot for a kicker. The man is taking up 1.2% of their salary cap in 2025. That is worth every penny as far as not having to hold your breath every time the kicker goes out there to attempt a kick. So I thought, again, total no-brainer. Locked him in for 3 years. I love that move.
Not only is it worth every penny for that, it's worth every penny that we don't have to be live tweeting every single kick of the 17 kickers that are in training camp.
Exactly.
That's worth it in and of itself as well.
Those are glory days, Herman. Glory days.
Appreciate Brian Gutekunst for that one. All right, before we get you out of here, Aaron, speaking of another Aaron, we're officially on Rodgers Watch 2025.
Yeah, we are.
There's reports this morning Pittsburgh Steelers are a possibility. There's reports that maybe we could see the prophecy come to fruition and he could end up in Minnesota as well. What are you expecting from Rodgers' watch, and where does he ultimately end up this season?
It's interesting, right? Like, he's gone from, you know, the Jets jettisoned him and then nobody wanted him, and now there's like four teams in the mix. I'd be surprised if the Vikings happen. I do buy the Steelers. I think he and Tomlin have a really good relationship, and that would be a barrel of fun watching Rodgers and DK Metcalf and George Pickens on a team together. I think that's a decent possibility, but man, I don't know. Like, you kind of spin the wheel, right? And there's not a lot of places that you can think, yeah, that makes a ton of sense. I think the Steelers are probably your favorite, but I know they're looking at Darnold out there in Seattle, but maybe John Schneider has an inkling. I know the Seahawks have been linked to at least talking to Rodgers, although I love the image of John Schneider getting on the phone for, like, you know, a reference with Brian Gutekunst. So what's it like to work with Aaron? That'd be a good time. But, yeah, I think Steelers make a lot of sense, and that's probably where he ends up.
All right, very, very last one for you. If Aaron does end up in Minnesota, are you pro content? Are you pro rivalry? Like, this would be fun for football? Are you just like, you know what, I don't want to see Aaron in purple and yellow? Like, what would be your takeaway if he did end up in Minnesota?
Oh, it'd be brilliant. It'd be great from a content standpoint. I would absolutely adore it. It'd be so much fun. The drama, the fact that he gets to try and stick it to Gutekunst, so to speak. I absolutely adore it. And look, it's nothing I haven't said to the man's face. Back in the summer of 2020, his great summer of discontent, he came back to the locker room for training camp. The first thing I said to him was, thanks so much for the numbers, man. And, you know, we had a good laugh, because it was content heaven. It drove so much interest. And even now, Andy, and I'm sure you've seen this on your YouTube channel, I don't talk a whole lot about Aaron Rodgers, but every once in a while I'll put a video up, like, you know, when he was released from the Jets. And it does numbers still. So, yeah, you know, the man drives interest. And if he was in Minnesota, you talk about the drama, the narrative, I would love that.
There's not always a lot of people like Aaron, where no matter what side you're on, you have a rooting interest, either that you're rooting against him or you're rooting for him. And he's one of those players that's great for the NFL in that capacity, because everyone has one way or the other that they're going for. And again, that always makes it good for the sport. So him in Minnesota, to me, that's very, very interesting. And I'm on the same page as you as well. Aaron, thank you as always. I cannot thank you enough. What do you got coming out this week? I know you're going to be covering everything. And where can we find all of your incredible work?
Yeah, just head to CheeseheadTV.com, and I'll be live with you on our YouTube channels tonight.
Yep.
Let's talk football. Everything going on day one of free agency, Andy and I will be chatting it up and answering your questions. So make sure you check out either the Cheesehead TV YouTube or the Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube channel.
7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
That is correct, sir.
I will be there. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we have a ton to talk about today. Aaron, again, I can't thank you enough, and we'll be in touch. Everyone, make sure to go follow Cheesehead TV. We'll talk to you soon, Aaron.
Thanks, Andy. Have a good day.
Likewise. Talk to you soon. Again, if you're a basketball fan, if you like watching future Hall of Famers, you're not going to want to miss the game this Thursday night as Milwaukee plays host to Los Angeles. Have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the game by going to thefanmilwaukee.com. The deadline is today at noon. We're going to have a lot more to talk about in our third segment, so make sure to stick around. It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.